Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct. And even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Wow, did Romney whoop the Obamster or what? I must say to all of my GOP friends who have been unhappy with my slowness to come in with open support for Romney that if he keeps this up, I'm just liable to start liking the guy. That was a very impressive performance. What I've seen from Romney up to now, it just didn't prepare me for what I saw in that debate Wednesday night. What I've seen is a man who seems to be great when he gets maneuvered into the corner. He can sure fight his way out of a corner, but when he gets to the middle of the ring, seems to lose all of his spunk and fire, loses all of his aggressive instinct, when he's toe-to-toe out there in the middle of the ring. But, man, he showed some sprightly fight Wednesday night, didn't he? For what it's worth, I was very impressed. Two thumbs up. And I'll give you another bone to chew on. I'm just kidding. But really, I think he addressed the 47% blunder very well. He has frankly admitted that what he said was simply wrong and laid out the appropriate caveat. I think is acceptable that, you know, when you do speak as much as he does and guys like me, you're bound to misspeak occasionally. I like the fact that he did not simply excuse the error in a dismissive manner, as we've heard some do. But he frankly said that in this case, what he said was wrong. Very refreshing, very manly. Appreciated it. In the next debate, they're going to face off on foreign policy. I trust Romney will take it to him. I'm still seething over Obama's gross negligence in the matter of the 9/11 murder of our ambassador. And you know, I continue to feel like Obama is dodging responsibility for that and that so many of our fellow Americans are letting him get away with it. Missing his security briefings, it's unforgivable. Failing to heed the warnings he was given about developments in Libya. That's unforgivable. I mean, receiving news that our ambassador was in peril of his life and then going to bed. That's outrageous. I mean, this borders on cold-blooded murder. At least manslaughter. Huh? I mean, really, think about this. What is wrong with this country that the president can behave with such gross negligence, such dereliction of duty, with such incompetence? I mean, as to beg the question of intentional neglect, and we get what amounts to a burp about it from the MSM? Why aren't we screaming to the heavens for justice for Christopher Stevens? Doesn't his life matter to anybody? This man was killed by terrorists on 9/11 using guns our government provided for them, by the way. Another fast and furious thing developing here, huh? Are you not paying attention? Listen, Ambassador Stevens, on behalf of this government, this administration is likely, very likely, it seems, the agent who brokered a deal to get munitions into the hands of the anti-Gaddafi rebels, which, it turns out, put missiles into the hands of terrorists. Probably some of this of these munitions were used to kill Stevens. But that's another matter. Obama's attempt to put this off as the unfortunate result of a spontaneous outburst over a movie, it's disgusting. It's almost as obvious as this ruse to divert our attention from what's really going on and going down in the games that he has played with the American people over his birth certificate. This is getting ridiculous. This is the most deceitful and wicked man we've ever had in the White House. And we've had some bad dudes, but this guy takes the cake. Someone just go ahead and try to make this about race. Go ahead. Everyone who knows me, you'll laugh in your face. What was that recently? Like somebody, I don't remember who it was, but they referred to Obama as lazy. And immediately the MSM start piling on about this being a racist statement. You folks, you wonder why we despise you who are in the MSM. Aren't you tired of this, my dear friends? Doesn't this just make you sick to your stomach? These are the most racist, bigoted people in this country. I mean the progressives. Hey, who would even think that calling somebody lazy was a racist statement unless you thought almost exclusively in racist terms? And the liberals are so racist. The progressives, they assume if you call a black man lazy, then you're being racist. What's that about? Now think about that for about 5 seconds. That's all I can spare. Let's see now. 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. Come on. You've got to be kidding me. Now, I had to stop and think about that for a little while to realize what they were getting at. Apparently, they think black people are stereotypically lazy. I don't, but apparently they do. And so to refer to one as lazy is automatically assumed to be describing a person's color rather than their character. Oh, good night. I don't think of anybody as lazy stereotypically. Take a man as you find him. I believe in Martin Luther's call to judge a man by the content of his character, not by the color of his skin. And if Obama's not lazy, what else explains his utter failure to act aggressively to protect our ambassador? I want to know why our president did not immediately send out the Marines when he heard that our ambassador was in trouble. I want to know why, when he knew things were developing in Libya, we understand now at least 48 hours in advance, probably longer than that, he didn't send in the Marines. Why didn't he at least pull our ambassador out or get him away from the danger? Why didn't he at least order heightened security around him? Why didn't he, at the very least, tell the guards on duty there to go ahead and get some bullets for their guns? I'm angry about this, in case you haven't noticed. And I don't understand why so many Americans are sitting on their hands, twiddling their thumbs. And they're not screaming to the high heavens, screaming their lungs out to have this man impeached for dereliction of duty, for gross negligence. He should have protected our ambassador. I want answers. I want to know exactly what is going on here. I want a full-blown investigation. I want an independent counsel to do it. I don't want Holder or any of his ilk anywhere near this. I want the Congress to draw up impeachment papers. I want to know why our ambassador was targeted and why he did not have his back, why we left him out there hanging. I want to know why our president did nothing while our ambassador was being gunned down in Benghazi. Why aren't you upset about this? Why? What is this? What's with my countrymen these days? I don't understand this. I just don't get it. How can you turn your back on this and forget about it? And what's going on in the White House these days? Recently, I learned that on Friday, March 30th of this year, that Hisham al-Talib paid a visit to the White House. Who is al-Talib, you ask? Well, he has connections, and I don't mean White House connections merely. I mean Muslim Brotherhood connections. Yeah, he's tied to bloody jihad. I guess that's a new cognomen someone came up with to differentiate a kind of social mild jihad, whatever they're trying to call it, or excuse it or explain it away, from the type of jihad that killed our ambassador in Libya recently. Al-Talib is particularly well known among his Muslim Brotherhood brothers, as a, quote, key player in the grand jihad strategy of infiltration from within. And that's a quote, end quote. And I understand they have it as their objective to undermine and bring America down under Sharia law by operating or infiltrating from within the country. Al-Talib is a founding member of the SAR Foundation. And that's the group that funded the 9/11 attack on America in 01, or at least they participated in the funding of it. Did you know that bloody jihadi Muslims have a grand strategy of infiltrating Muslim Brotherhood operatives into key positions of government in this country? Michelle Malkin is sharp. She does her homework. Here, I'm going to run through her article on this and just pull out some excerpts. You can take a look at this article, by the way, online. Go Google Muslim Operative Visits the White House by Michelle Malkin. Malkin asks the $64,000 question. That'll age me. Quote, why exactly did the Obama administration conduct domestic faith-based outreach with this Muslim Brotherhood figure in Virginia, who just happens to be, one, tied to bloody jihad, and two, a major contributor to the left-wing Center for Constitutional Rights? That's the group of jihadi sympathizing lawyers who helped spring suspected Benghazi terror plotter Abu Sufyan bin Kumo from Gitmo. End quote. Now, really? Here's another article stating that our government, suspects that this Abu Sufyan bin Kumu has had a hand, perhaps both hands, in the plot to attack our consulate and murder our ambassador. Isn't that interesting? This is the guy that was released from Gitmo a while back under some controversy, I think under Obama's watch. So this fellow that our government knows is connected to the group that got this monster sprung from Gitmo, no doubt with the full blessing and assistance of our own Department of Justice, is welcomed into the White House for a visit. That's very interesting. Well, tell us more, Michelle. Let's see. Al-Talib, quote, Al-Talib is an Iraqi-born Muslim identified by the FBI as a Muslim Brotherhood operative before he moved to America in the 70s. To earn an advanced electrical engineering degree from Purdue University, Indiana. And by his own account, Al-Talib, quote, soon became an active in Islamic work in North America, which continues to this day, end quote. That's interesting. And so she goes on to tell us he was the first full-time director of the Leadership Training Department of the Muslim Students Association of the United States and Canada. And that's a longtime Muslim Brotherhood front group whose explicit goal is to, are you ready for this, conquer America through Islamic propagandizing. And as I mentioned earlier, Al-Talib is a founding member of the SAR Foundation and the International Institute of Islamic Thought. Now, last year, his online biography proudly states or notes that he was, quote, awarded the ISNA, that's the Islamic Society of North America, Community Service Award, end quote. The Saudi-subsidized ISNA is regarded as the primary U.S. umbrella group for Muslim Brotherhood fronts and was named specifically by the global Muslim Brotherhood godfathers as a key player in their grand jihad strategy of infiltration from within, end quote. And those Saudis, by the way, right now are buying nuclear-capable missiles from China. Well, anyway. That's the fellow they invite to the White House over there, huh? I got to take a short break. Maybe I'll be in the mood when I get back to go into this some more. But let's summarize. Obama invites this character to the White House, or receives the invitation of this character to the White House, a known Muslim Brotherhood operative. Back in March, a guy we know is part of a group that has, as its stated goal, to subvert our government from within. To attempt to infiltrate our government by placing Muslim operatives in high-ranking positions. Isn't that interesting? What are you, an ostrich? You stick your head in the sand and pretend none of this matters? None of this should concern you? Why did Obama go to sleep when our ambassador was being killed by radical jihadi Muslims? I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights-on or a lights-off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Brain Massage Show listeners are invited to enjoy a free meal, awesome prizes, great music, lots of laughs, and a chance to meet the Brain Masseur. It's a lights-on evening with the Brain Masseur. November 16th, you'll be treated to a sit-down Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner and a special gift from the Brain Masseur. Everyone present will be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit, which includes a Mossberg 12-gauge semi-automatic tactical shotgun and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. Plus, one person at each table will win a silver silver dollar worth at least its weight in silver, you'll participate in a live performance of The Brain Massage Show. Wonderful music and an opportunity to chat with the brain masseur. It's all free, but seats are limited, so call our listener response hotline and leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. Call toll-free 1-888-770-8000, 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seat today. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage. The Brain Massage Radio Show cordially invites you to a lights-on evening with the Brain Masseur. November 16th, it's all free. Everyone will enjoy a sit-down Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner and a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. A free gift, a chance to win a God and Gunclingers home defense kit, which includes a Mossberg 12-gauge semi-automatic tactical shotgun and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. And one person at every table will win a silver dollar. But seats are limited. Call our listener response hotline and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. There is no charge for this event. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000 to join us for a lights on evening with the Brain Masseur. Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about two, to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. My dear friends, I sincerely, with all my heart, invite you to join me November 16th for a lights-on evening with the Brain Masseur, that's moi. Anyway, if you're a listener to this show, and you do need to be a listener of the show, not necessarily a dedicated, you know, diehard listener or even very regular listener, but if you occasionally tune in, then you call 1-888-770. We'd like to have you join us for a very, very special event. We're going to enjoy a Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner barbecued by one of the best Santa Maria-style tri-tip barbecuers in our city. I mean, in the valley. Lou Silva knows how to put it together. Some tasty beans, a great salad, a delicious dessert. We're going to give away one God and Gunclinger home defense kit. You're going to love this. It's a Mossberg. This is great. It's a Mossberg 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun with a beautiful, and I mean beautiful, very, very well-made leather-bound Bible. This is not some junky thing here, my friends. This is quality stuff. Seven of our guests will win a silver dollar, and that's a real silver dollar, 1 ounce of silver, worth at least the spot price of silver on the day you get it. And that's not your typical little banquet favor, now is it, hey? Also, everyone gets a great memento gift from me to remember the evening, and it's something you'll value and use. We'll have costumed hosts to seat you and elegantly presented, courteous and competent servers to serve your table. Yeah, it's a sit-down affair. You'll enjoy live music that we have planned for you. We'll throw in a game of brain massage trivia that you're going to love and get a lot of laughs. I'll also perform a live on-stage brain massage show that'll be especially prepared for that evening. Nothing will make the evening, however, quite so special as your presence. So call our toll-free listener response hotline number and let me know you'd like to reserve a seat. Now, there are some qualifications to attend, and one of them is you must be a listener of the show. And only two guests from each household can get a reservation. And we've got a limited number of seats available for this event. So you're going to need to be on the reservation list or you won't be admitted into the event. Now, I'm sorry, I wish I could have all of you come, but it's just the way it has to be at this time. So you call 1-888-770-8000 and make your reservations. These seats are going to go fast, so don't hesitate on this one. Call in today and get your reservation. Remember, all our guests must reserve their seats in advance. All right, now where are we? Oh, yes. The next debate is going to be on foreign policy. On the economic side, we were asked whether or not we believe we are better off since Obama took office. Well, you know, if you, perhaps, are a public sector employee, you might say that you are. I understand they hired another, 114,000 public sector employees last month or so. No doubt part of an effort to get that unemployment number down under 8, eh? Well, we knew that was coming. I mean, the shenanigans these people pull, they know no bounds. This election, my dear friends, is going to be probably the most clear referendum on the level of character that we have in this country than any other election we've ever faced. This election is about the character of the American people. Happily, I'm not running for office, so I can go ahead and say the truth. Romney got in trouble because he called half the country, that is 47% of them, deadbeats. And that's not what he meant. We know that. We all know he's a very generous man. And we all know that that now we all know he can take it to Obama. Mercy, I almost felt sorry for Obama for a moment there. Not. Anyway, unfortunately, our country today consists of a very large number of people who are takers. We don't know exactly what the number is, but there's a lot of folks out there who have the entitlement mentality and who will put their self-interests and they're short-sighted too, which is just scary, but their short-sighted self-interest, they will put that above the interests of the country overall, and they'll sacrifice the future for the present. They think only about their own. They're simple-minded people who do not look very far past their own nose. And I'm sorry. It's just that's what's happened. We've dumbed down the character of this nation to a place where now we are about to become hostages to short-sighted simpletons who are going to bleed this nation into bankruptcy. Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert. Quote, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. End quote, 1 Corinthians 10:24. Now, that's an interesting verse. And these days, I'm afraid many, even who call themselves Christians, are of such low character. They would read the verse like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to seek the wealth of all these fat cats, man, to buy me a phone. An Obama phone! I can't do Flip Wilson, and I can't do that woman well. But of course, persons of character know immediately what that verse means. We Christians aren't supposed to think only of ourselves and only of our immediate needs. We're supposed to look down the road a little bit here and have some wisdom. We're supposed to be concerned about everybody's wealth. And there is this great economic policy you'll find in the Bible. It goes like this. If you don't work, you don't eat. But anyway, back to my point. There are a large number of people out there today who are so pathetically short-sighted and selfish. It's scary. Friend, if you have a public sector job, we need you. We need people doing those jobs. I get that. But please understand, and I think you do, people listening to this show, I'm sure you do, and we have many who listen to this show who are public sector employees. And don't you dare get the idea that I denigrate your job. We need people doing those jobs. But listen, you better pay attention here, because unless we get some leadership in this country that understands how to fire up the engines of economic growth that will generate revenue, your job is going to, public sector jobs are going to just, you can't support them without tax revenues. Hello? How long are you going to hold your job if the country goes bankrupt? Greece, anyone? And you 47 million who are getting food stamps, you better wake up. If Obama continues taking this country into the toilet, who's going to pay for your food stamps? Where do you think the money comes from that pays for your food stamps? Or whatever they call it today. Anyway, wake up, man. The whole thing's getting flushed down the... yeah, the whole thing's getting flushed down the toilet. It's all going down the toilet. If you don't wake up and make sure that we have someone in the White House and in the House of Congress, by the way, who understands how to get this economy roaring, and I mean right now, this whole thing's going under. Taking you with it. Romney has the right idea about this, fixing this economy, and Obama does not. It's as simple as that. So one question we've asked is whether we're better off today than when Obama came in with all his broken promises. Now the question is this. Do you feel safer? And you know what? The only people out there who could possibly feel safer are the ostriches who I talked about earlier, who've got their heads stuck in the sand. We are in greater danger today than at any time before in the entire history of this nation. The enemy is entrenched within and poised to open the gates to the enemy from without. Right there, I said it all. I hope you're hearing me. There has never been a time when this nation faced such peril as it faces today. And yet, I am not afraid, because there is a God in heaven. And by the way, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom has been given all power in heaven and in earth. And I know that if only his people will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven and will forgive our sins and will heal our land. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you call and let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That number is 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. And the drill is this. You say lights on if you agree with what I'm saying and you're with me. And you say lights off if you disagree with what I'm saying and you're not with me. Or you can write me by email by going to our website, TheBrainMassageShow.com. All one word, lowercase, you know the drill, TheBrainMassageShow.com. Click on the Contact Us button and follow the prompts. This is a great way for my podcasters to make contact with The Brain Masseur. So call me today, lights on or lights off. I would sure like to hear from you. God bless you, God save America, and I'll see you in church.
Brain Massage Show listeners are invited to a lights-on evening with The Brain Masseur, November 16th. Enjoy a delicious tri-tip dinner, a live performance of The Brain Massage Show, a chance to win a God and Gunclinger's home defense kit, a tactical shotgun, and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. Oh, yeah. Seven guests will win a silver dollar. Call toll-free 1-888-770-8000, and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. 1-888-770-8000 for a free lights-on evening with The Brain Masseur. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind man's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Brain Massage Show listeners are invited to enjoy a free meal, awesome prizes, great music, lots of laughs, and a chance to meet The Brain Masseur. It's a lights-on evening with The Brain Masseur. November 16th, you'll be treated to a sit-down Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner and a special gift from The Brain Masseur. Everyone present will be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a God and Gunclinger's home defense kit, which includes a Mossberg 12-gauge semi-automatic tactical shotgun and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. Plus, one person at each table will win a silver dollar worth at least its weight in silver. You'll participate in a live performance of The Brain Massage Show, wonderful music, and an opportunity to chat with The Brain Masseur. It's all free, but seats are limited, so call our listener response hotline and leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. Call toll-free 1-888-770-8000, 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seat today. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is waiting to massage your brain with scintillating insights. Brain Massage Show listeners are invited to a lights-on evening with The Brain Masseur, November 16th. Enjoy a delicious tri-tip dinner, a live performance of The Brain Massage Show, a chance to win a God and Gunclinger's home defense kit, a tactical shotgun, and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. Seven guests will win a silver dollar. Call toll-free 1-888-770-8000, and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. 1-888-770-8000 for a free lights-on evening with The Brain Masseur. Yeah!